With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. The prominent English writer Margaret Drabble has written 11 novels, but she says there are times when she thinks she never wants to write another one. In fact, in 1980, Drabble stopped writing fiction for the next 6 years.
I just didn't want to write another novel at that period in my life. I'd finished a particular vein of fiction, and I went off and edited the Oxford Companion to English Literature for the Oxford University Press.
Margaret Drabble's newest novel is called A Natural Curiosity, the second in what will be a trilogy about three women whose lives reflect modern Britain.
I wanted them to be reflections of different aspects of Britain. When I started the book, I conceived it as a book about the first half of the 1980s, and I wanted to have three points of view on that.
The three women, each representing aspects of the English middle class, are the instruments Margaret Drabble uses to examine Britain's various social changes.
Then I tried to fill in the panorama. I tried to do London and the north of England, which are very, very different, and show how people can move between the two, how different life is in different parts of London.
Margaret Drabble's novels include The Ice Age and The Middle Ground. Her book, A Natural Curiosity, is now a Penguin paperback.
The title comes from the natural curiosity that we all have about unpleasant things. And I suppose that the title is in the form of a question. Is our curiosity natural?
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. British novelist Margaret Drabble wanted to be an actress. She had married an actor, but he got all the jobs and she had a baby to raise. So she wrote her first novel while her then-husband was appearing with the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford on Avon.
Off he went every night to be on stage, and at home I sat, bored out of my mind with nothing to do and no friends, and I wrote a novel, which I just started writing very casually.
Drabble says she really didn't think about publishing the book.
I rang up a friend in London and I said, I've written this thing that I think is a novel. Tell me how long a novel should be. And she said, oh, sort of 60 to 70,000 words. So I counted my pages and I thought, well, I've finished, and I slapped an ending on and I sent it off to a publisher.
To her amazement, A Summer Birdcage was published in 1963.
If I remember rightly, the advance I had on this novel was £50.
Drabble was born in Sheffield, England in 1939 to a family with a literary orientation.
My father was a barrister. He late in life published two novels. My elder sister is a novelist. My mother was a teacher of English.
Margaret Drabble's 11th novel, A Natural Curiosity, continues the story of three middle-aged English women who appeared in an earlier book and who mirror England's social changes.
Some of my British readers have been rather upset by this portrait of Britain as a country on the verge of various kinds of violence. But most people know that that is true, and it's happened very rapidly. 20 years ago, I had no fear at all walking around London.
A Natural Curiosity by Margaret Drabble is newly published as a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.